Good morning. Good morning. I got doctoral candidate Kermit Carolina with us today. Again, this is Wayne Tolson. We're for Charter Oak State College, and we're discussing the Accelerate Financial Literacy Platform. This is my capstone project, and just to give you an idea, the gentleman we have with us today is, again, doctoral candidate Kermit Carolina. He's somebody who's been a principal in the New Haven school system. He's been a sub, a permanent sub, a teacher. He's mentored literally thousands of New Haven area youth. He's coached multiple state championships. In fact, he started what's been a staple in New Haven, which is some of these summer camps and resources, creating resources for young men. He started No Books, No Ball over 30 years ago, which is an amazing camp that has produced multiple teachers, doctors, lawyers, young men that went on to play NCAA basketball for scholarship. And so I think it's very relevant to have him as part of this interview process for my capstone project, because he can really speak to the efficacy and again, some of the benefits and also potentially some of the changes we can make to the financial literacy platform to make it better. So, Kermit, I appreciate your time. I know you've had a chance to go through the financial guidebook, go through the software platform, and, kind of see a reaction to it, try different scenarios. And so I just wanted to try to get your feedback, your unvarnished, feedback on it and how we think it can help with some of the young kids, especially the ones that are athletes, the impact it could make, and then also how we can improve it to make it even better. So one of my first questions is, can the young men being able to identify with the profiles on the platform? In other words, when you first come onto the platform, you get to choose whether you're an NCAA, an NFL, or an NBA player. Being able to make those choices, obviously, those may be things that they aspire to in the future. How do you think, they will respond to that? And is there anything in those profiles initially that we should look to change, maybe in a version 2 down the road?
I mean, obviously, there's always room for improvement somewhere, right? I couldn't tell you off the top of my head right now, but I can tell you this. A lot of our kids grow up with desire to do just those things, right? They grow up with the idea of making money as professional athletes. And so I think those, using scenarios like that, I think is realistic for our kids when they're thinking. And it starts them on their path to what they see as success. I like that part of the toolkit that you've introduced.
Okay, so you think that's going to help with engagement?
Certainly, because okay. That's their interest. That's what the interest level is. I mean, our kids today are heavy into the music. They're into sports, social media. All those things. So anything that relates to their interest levels, and especially money. And then we're talking money. I mean, that's the obvious, carrot.
Gotcha.
If you will.
Especially with, I think with, the NIL money now, everyone knows about NIL. And the good thing about it is it seems that a lot of kids see that as something that's attainable. Perhaps everybody can't go to the NFL or the NBA, but certainly there's a much higher proportion of kids that could be college athletes. And so I think having the NCAA profile and the NIL money, which they're all aware of now, is much more attainable. And it doesn't have to be millions of dollars. It could be, you know, some kids are getting $200,000-$300,000 a year while they're going to college, and they're coming out of college without debt, with considerable savings and an opportunity to become financially literate and to learn how to manage money even on that level. I think it gives them a much better start than previous generations, like when we went to school.
I'm behind the times when it comes to I'm seeing this NIL deal and social media stuff. I'm seeing it kind of grow before my eyes and watching as kids are kind of dealing with this. This is new territory, right, for a lot of us, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're finding in this new territory is that a lot of our kids, these student athletes, can be taken advantage of by a handler or by some other person out there who can exploit them if we're not careful, right?
Right.
And so they need to be educated around how they build stability, become more financially literate to keep their money and use their money more effectively and not be exploited and money taken out of their pocket faster than they get it. I mean, right. I've heard stories of, people who've given money to kids in advance and expect a high interest rate of return. When the kids get the money, they've already lost half of it before they spent the first dollar because, someone knew that they were going to get it and they knew that they were anxious to spend it and they exploited the situation. So like I said, I love where you're going with Accelerate. I love this, I love the potential for really educating potential student athletes, those that might have a potential of getting a career. Having a career in professional sports.
It's interesting because hearing you say that makes me think that a version two, we really want to try to focus in on credit. Because to your point, I've seen a lot of folks be extended. And that's really what you're talking about, where you're extended mm-hmm. money before you make money and you end up mm-hmm. in a tough situation. I've seen it happen with young kids who had a lot of promise and somebody wanted to manipulate them. But I've also mm-hmm. seen it happen with banks and agents and agencies who say, look, I'm going to write you this check. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out on the back end. And again, that's an extension of credit. And so I mm-hmm. think you just mm-hmm. hit an area that, for version two, once they have the basics, we can add in those kinds of pitfalls as something to look out for. But I wanted to ask you some of the championships, you coach several championship teams. You have many, many athletes go on to play college basketball to different Division I and different levels. Imagine if those young men played today, they would be getting substantial NIL deals and having mm-hmm. economic resources that they just didn't have back when you were coaching. How do you see a program like Accelerate, if we were able to say, okay, let's turn the clock back and say NIL was the lay of the land back when you were winning championships, how mm-hmm. might you look to implement the program with your student athletes?
I think understanding that that some of my athletes, if they were in this time, day and time, and I knew that there was a very high chance that they would be receiving an NIL deal of some sort, I would really want to focus on making sure they understand, first of all, the importance of saving a percentage of whatever they get, right? Understanding that they have to always think ahead, right? Most kids, when they receive, access to money like that, their immediate thoughts are always material items, right? They're thinking about how to show people that they have made it and that they're wealthy and that they have money, I should say, that they're rich. I mean, there's a difference between rich and wealthy, right?
That's a fact.
I would have really focused in on, it's great that you received, that you have this money, but how much is this? I mean, the check that you've received, the money you're getting, like, is this enough money, first of all, to do the things that you needed to do for you and your family? And if not, how do you make, because guess what? This may be the last time you receive a chunk of money like this or an opportunity to make this kind of money, right? For a short period of time. What are you going to do to build, to save? What percentage of it do you save? And how do you use that money to invest and create more wealth for yourself? So I see a tool like this really educating young people on understanding the value of the dollar that they have in their hand and not just taking it for granted that there's more coming later, but actually planning and operating as if you're not going to see another dollar. And how do you make this lump of sum of money that you receive, how do you compound it?
Wow, yeah. No, that's... that's powerful. I mean, you're spot on. That's the whole idea. I mean, that's one of the central ideas behind the entire platform, which is, what is your true dollar? So when you make a dollar, how much of it is going to come out for lifestyle, for, utilities, for rent, family support, travel, discretionary spending? How much is coming out for state tax and federal tax?
How much agent fees if you got an agent? Right?
Yes. No, absolutely.
Because insurance, if you're trying to do insurance, all those different things. Cool.
Absolutely.
That too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just getting them to realize that, look, this dollar really is not a dollar. We don't know what it is, but until we go through a budgeting exercise, right, mm-hmm. and some knowledge around it, do we know how much of that dollar we're really going to have? Going forward, so.
Yeah, and that's big. What you're talking, the budget exercise is really what I'm talking about, right? And that's basically what I'm looking at here. Right? I'm looking at a budget exercise where we take kids through, or takes young student athletes through the process of what the cost of living actually is, right? And although you anticipate making, as a potential professional athlete, you might anticipate making a lot of money, there's reality, and then there's the dream, right? And right now, you have to live with the reality of what's in your hand. You might have a goal of becoming a multi-millionaire, right? But even that, you want to make sure that every dollar that you have, that you're spending it wisely and that you're building stability and you're building a foundation and a future for yourself and your family. So I think we have to sit with young people and they have to see beyond just what's in front of them. They have to see the future. They have to begin to think, I shouldn't say see the future, but they have to begin to think about the future early. And we have to get them to see the whole picture. Sometimes they only can see what's happening today and not beyond today and tomorrow.
Wow. No, that's a powerful point. And that gets me to the last portion of the interview. And my next question is a great segue, because one of the goals of the program is to get them to understand the emotional connection of money and to get away from the immediate gratification. So when you go and you say, okay, I'm going to make a big purchase, I'm going to purchase some jewelry, or I'm going to purchase an expensive car, or whatever that purchase is. Maybe it's an impulse. Maybe it's a trip. You know, hey, let's rent a private jet and let's go to Vegas and whatever. We're allowing them to put that money in real time, put that purchase in, whatever it is, and then you get to see through the app the immediate effect it has on your wealth 20 years later, 10 years later, 30 years later. So it's a plug and play, and you get to see the difference of, well, what if you saved that money versus spent that money? What if you saved it into your long-term investment versus spending the money today? Look at the difference 20 years from now and your long-term savings. And that's one of the things that we're trying to promote with the program, is to be able to see the cause and effect of your actions. So what you do today, it shows you how it shows you how it will affect your tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about our families, right? We think about, you know, the humble beginnings of our parents, right? What they come from. They came from extreme poverty, right? And many of them, and for most of us, particularly in the African American community, education. Some of us are lucky enough to, we're able to get that education early. And for people like you and I, we could be, we're the first or second generation wealth builders, right, in our family, right? This is what we are right now. Our job is to build wealth for our family.
Right.
And unfortunately, there are too many, like I just mentioned to you, too many young people who really, when they receive money, they're not thinking about, what legacy they want to pass down, right? They're not thinking about that way. The first thing they're thinking about is, well, then I have to show the world that I've arrived, right? Because this world has held me down. It's marginalized me, right? The laws, the historical laws have denied me opportunity, right? Or my family opportunity. So I have to show the world that I've arrived, right, on behalf of my family. And that's great, right? Or that you might be able to do some of that, right? But
right.
the real power we want them to learn is that I have a chance to change life for the next generation of Carolinas, or next generation of Tulsans. I can make a difference in my community with these resources and help generations of people if I use the resources correctly, right? If I use it right. And I think that we have to educate our young people and make them understand that you're standing on somebody's shoulders, right? It was your mother, your father, somebody sacrificed to put you in this position because their hope was that you would be the one to change the conditions for your family.
Right.
And I think so many of our student athletes lose that perspective because they're so busy with social media trying to show people that they've arrived, that they're spending, some of them spend money recklessly, and they need guidance, right?
Right.
They need the financial literacy to understand, that this is, and I'm not saying deny yourself those things, right? Because we all want nice things. I'm saying don't allow yourself to be exploited in the process of wanting nice things. Don't allow yourself to ignore your responsibility that's been given to you because of the sacrifices that people before you and your family have made to put you in that position. And so when you're laying on your deathbed, at some point, as we all will, and you're reflecting, hopefully you're feeling proud, like our parents, I know, feel proud, our grandparents and our ancestors felt proud of the sacrifices they made to advance us to where we are right now. So that's what I would want young people to be able to do at the end of the day. So if I'm having a conversation, that's where I start the conversation at. You're on your deathbed. What's your legacy? What have you done for your family, with the opportunities they gave you?
Wow, that's powerful words, man. Very powerful to reflect on. So this has been great, man. I appreciate your time, and as always, I appreciate everything you do for these young people. You helped my son and many of his buddies and teammates and hundreds and thousands of other kids. So we definitely appreciate you, and I appreciate your time. So I'm definitely going to stay connected, because there is going to be a version two, and I look forward to working with you as a stakeholder and trying to figure out a way to just continue to make this platform even better moving forward. So appreciate you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you interviewing me, and thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts.